الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى وبعد. فالله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر. الحمد لله. It's only about 2 months ago. ما من أيام أعظم عند الله ولا أحب إلى الله العمل فيهن من أيام العشر. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions that there are no days more honorable in the sight of Allah, no more beloved to Allah to do actions therein than the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So the ulama actually create three categories, and they said that they put the generally the our predecessors would prefer three groups of tens. Number one, the 10 days of Muharram. Number two, last 10 of Ramadan. And number three, the first 10 of Dhul-Hijjah. And of the three, we generally think of the last 10 of Ramadan, but they mention, Ibn Hajar, Ibn Taymiyyah, etc., that the best 10 days are actually the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. More than the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The difference is, in the last 10 nights, there's a night which is more beloved, but 10 days as a whole, the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are the best 10 days. And Rasulullah mentioned that hadith, that there are no days which are more honorable in the sight of Allah, no more beloved to do actions therein than these 10 days. And the last part of the hadith I'll mention later. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. He takes an oath by these 10 days. Now, whenever we take an oath, we can only take an oath by Allah. It's either Wallahi, Billahi, Tallahi, وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ. Anything, it's about... It is always about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you cannot take a promise or an oath in somebody else's name. It is very, very problematic. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises by these 10 days. He says, by these 10 days. Ibn Abbas, Imam Shafi'i, and the majority of scholars say that these 10 days are the days of Dhul-Hijjah that's being referenced. That shows you only take a promise by something to accentuate, to emphasize what's being promised, what the consequent basically. So these 10 days, and amongst the benefits of these 10 days is that some ulama mentioned that there are some selected fortunate individuals who can go for Hajj this year, but there are others and the majority won't be able to go for Hajj. These 10 days are in lieu or in replacement for us for those 10 days for the Hajj that we cannot perform this year, but we have these 10 days as a replacement. They're not the same, but it's an opportunity for us to gain from Allah's mercy. And I mentioned before that يُصِيبُ بِهَا مَن يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِ, that the selected servants of Allah that gain from these 10 days, to an extent that Imam Ghazali actually mentions that it's a blessed period. Now fortunate individuals can benefit from these 10 days, but there are certain individuals who are deprived. And these people that are deprived, number one, we need to do tawbah. We repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this deprivation if we are deprived, because it means that we're not under yusibu biha man yasha'u min ibadih. Allah says, Rasulullah mentions that Allah gives these days, these outpourings, these blessings to the selected servants He prefers, to the ones that He wants. Which means if we're not from amongst them, then we need to do tawbah and we need to turn to Allah, because there's something that we've done because of which we are being deprived of this. That's one. Number two, it's actually something that Allah is building a case against us. That during these times of the mercy of Allah, you went further away and distant. So we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah, we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are not deprived of these days. Now you mentioned a few virtues, we mentioned the significance of these 10 days. Now practically, how do we benefit from these 10 days? Now, I'm going to mention certain things, I'll evidence them also to present the basis for them. But in terms of actual, it's not like Ramadan where fasting is prescribed, other than certain amal, but I'll mention them anyway. Number one, fasting. Hunayda relates from his wife, from one of the mothers of the believers, one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She mentions that كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَصُومُ تِسْعَةِ الْحِجَّةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast the 9 days of Dhul-Hijjah, of the first 10, the 9. The 10th, you can't fast because it's Eid. So the first 9, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast. He would also fast Ashura in Muharram and 3 days of every month. But the first part was, he would fast 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. If you look at the narrations, generally Rasulullah ﷺ wasn't fasting consecutively, other than Sha'ban, the exception. But generally it was Monday, Thursday, 3 days of every month. But in Dhul Hijjah, he fasted the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah consistently, consecutively, which shows the emphasis for that, because that was not Rasulullah's usual habit. So one thing we can do during these days is fast. Number two, specifically if we can't, you know, if you're working and now Maghrib is about 9:45, so if it is tough, and Fajr is 1:30, if we can't, then at least the ninth of Dhul Hijjah, Siyam Yawmi Arafah, Rasulullah mentions that fasting on the day of Arafah, إني أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله, that I have hope in the mercy and hoping if reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the previous sins of the previous year's sins, the sins committed in the previous year and the upcoming year will be forgiven through fasting the ninth. So if we can't do the remainder, try and target nine. If we can't, whatever we can do, Monday, Thursday, if we can. And if we can't, at the bare minimum, we try and target the day of Arafah. That's number one. Number two, that narration I mentioned that there are no days which are more honorable in the sight of Allah, no more beloved to Allah to do actions therein than these 10 days. At the end of that hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ actually mentions, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ. So frequent and increase your subhanallah, your la ilaha illallah, and your alhamdulillah, you meaning your adhkar. Ramadan, what was the hallmark, or what was the amal that was focused in Ramadan? It was the Qur'an. Now the ulama mentioned for these 10 days, the hallmark and the khususiyah, or the specific amal of these 10 days, is your adhkar. Just like Ramadan had the Qur'an, these 10 days are your adhkar. Number one, many rewards behind our adhkar. But one specific I want to get through, subhanallah bihamdi. That includes subhanallah and includes alhamdulillah, both. Subhanallah bihamdi. The person who says these 100 times a day, morning and evening, but whoever says 100 times a day, even if his sins amount to the foam of the sea, his sins will be forgiven. Minor sins. A person who says subhanallah bihamdi, understand what we're doing. When we say subhanallah, what are we saying? We're saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure from all faults. Think of a defect. Sleep is a defect, meaning it's a necessity, we need to sleep. Allah is free of that. When you say subhanallah, think of that. Allah is free of sleep. Food is a necessity. Allah is free of that, it doesn't require that. Subhanallah. Any defect you can think of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of that. And think and say subhanallah. Sleep, drink, necessities, fulfillment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of all of these things. When you think subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in our lives. Showing gratitude to Allah and saying, Alhamdulillah. Or saying, Subhanallah bihamdi. It gives it meaning, it can internalize what we're saying. One thing is, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. You've done your adhkar, you'll be rewarded. It's not a matter of we won't be rewarded. You will be rewarded. But the internalizing or the aspect where dhikr is supposed to be transformational, it's not going to happen. That requires a little concentration, a little understanding of what we're doing. Subhanallah, Allah is free of defects. Doesn't require sleep. Ayatul Kursi, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. These are all parts of Subhanallah. He's free of slumber, free of sleep. Nothing compares to him. Things that Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Again, La ilaha illallah is also mentioned. Also, additionally in these days, that Allah, the commandment has also been, that from the 9th, again, an announcement will be made for this, but from the 9th of Dhul Hijjah until the 13th, after every salah, there will be the takbirat until the 13th, the asr of the 13th. That's number two, about increasing our adhkar. Number three, udhiyah, sacrifice, qurbani. For those individuals upon whom zakah is fard, upon them qurbani is wajib. To do udhiyah is wajib, according to the Hanafis. The other three schools is sunnah, but for the Hanafis, it's wajib to do udhiyah. Rasulullah ﷺ mentions that no deed is performed on the day of sacrifice, Yawmun Nahr, meaning the 10th, that's more beloved to Allah than the sacrifice of the animal. On the day of judgment, it will appear, the animal will appear with its hooves and all its blood, and will be accepted, And the reward will be given before even it falls on the earth. So let it be in delight. So it mentioned in Sunan Ibn Majah. And finally, the fourth point is, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ هِلَالَ ذِي الْحَجَّةِ وَأَرَادَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يُضَحِّي فَلْيُمْسِكْ عَنْ شَعْرِهِ وَأَظْفَارِهِ. That when the days of the Hijjah come, and when any of you intend to do your udhiyah or qurbani, then try not to trim cut your hair or cut your nails. Number one, according to the majority, according to the Hanafis, the Shafi'is, and the Malikis, this is sunnah, or mustahab. According to the Hanbalis, it's wajib. So for them, it's wajib, but for the remainder, it's mustahab. Try and act upon this. That we're trying to emulate the Hujjaj. Again, they can't, in their whole situation, it's very, very difficult for them. But where they can't trim or anything. For us, in these 10 days, again, it's mustahab, but it's rewarding. Rasulullah gave a command for it. And finally, the fifth point, and I'll summarize again all of them, is refraining from sin. As I mentioned, that these are the times where Allah's mercy is descending. There are outpourings of Allah's mercy. And selected servants gain from these moments. But if a person is deprived of this, he needs to do tawbah. And if a person becomes further distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a case is being built against him. In fact, one scholar specifically writes, Ibn Taymiyyah actually writes, that during these times where Allah's mercy descends, sins also increase. Your severity of your sin also increases. So it's not just a matter of a win-win, it's actually a win-lose. So if we gain from the mercy, but if we find ourselves on the opposite end, because of the contrary, we can find ourselves further distant. So just as though mercy is descending, we can also find ourselves on the opposite end of the spectrum. So in summary again, these 10 days, they are often neglected. We don't hear as much of these 10 days, the virtue in regards to them. But these 10 days, as many of the ulama mentioned, are more beloved than the last 10 of Ramadan. The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are in fact more beloved, as one hadith mentions, are the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Five things that we can do. Number one, fasting. Rasulullah was a habit to fast during the first nine. If we can't, then at the very minimum, the ninth. Number two, increase our adhkar. Just like the Qur'an was the hallmark of Ramadan, dhikr is the hallmark and the salient, the khususiyah of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So your adhkar. Subhanallah. Specifically, Rasulullah mentions Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and La ilaha illallah. The third kalima would incorporate all of this. Number three, udhiyah, the sacrifice. Those upon whom is wajib, for those whom upon whom is fard to give zakah, is wajib upon them to give, to do their qurban, to do their udhiyah. Number four, the person who's going to do his udhiyah, refrain from trimming your nails, cutting any hair during these days. Again, it's mustahab for the non-hujjaj. And finally, number five, if we can't do good, then refrain from sin, because just as the rewards are increased, there's a possibility that the sins, the severity also increases. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq and true understanding to all, act upon Allah himself.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salaah. Hayya 'alas salaah. Hayya 'alal falaah. Hayya 'alal falaah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله على نعمه الظاهرة والباطنة الذي نصب أعلام الدين المتين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله الصادق الأمين، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا معشر المسلمين، أوصيكم ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله عز وجل والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة. عباد الله، إنما نمر بأشهر الحج، بل يضلنا عشر ذي الحجة الحرام، عشر أقسم الله بلياليها والفجر وليال عشر. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: ويذكر اسم الله في أيام معلومات. قال ابن عباس والإمام الشافعي والجمهور: هي أيام العشر من ذي الحجة، فنستقبلها أولا بالتوبة والاستغفار. إخوة الإسلام، فإن من رحمة الله وفضله تعالى على عباده أنه جعل لهم هذه العشر الأول من ذي الحجة موسما النفحات والسعادات، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: افعلوا الخير دهركم وتعرضوا لنفحات رحمة الله، فإن لله نفحات من رحمته يصيب بها من يشاء من عباده. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن فضل هذه الأيام الآتية: ما من أيام أعظم عند الله ولا أحب إلى الله العمل فيهن من أيام العشر، إلى آخر الحديث. ولذلك رأى العلماء بأفضلية هذه الأيام، فكيف نستفيد من هذه من الأيام الآتية؟ أولا بالصيام، لأن في رواية ذكر أن كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم تسعة ذي الحجة ويوم عاشوراء وثلاثة أيام من كل شهر. ثانيا نستفيد بالأضحية، لمن وجبت عليه الزكاة وجب عليه الأضحية عند الحنفية وعند المذاهب الأخرى هي سنة. وثالثا بالأذكار، كما كان القرآن خصوصية رمضان وإن نقرأ في كل شهر، في هذه الأيام الأذكار خصوصيتها، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: فأكثروا فيهن من التسبيح والتهليل والتحميد. ورابعا عباد الله، روى الإمام مسلم عن أم سلمة رضي الله عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: إذا دخل العشر وأراد أحدكم أن يضحي فلا يأخذ عن شعره ومن أظفاره شيئا حتى يضحي. فهذا يستحب عند أبي حنيفة والإمام مالك والإمام الشافعي رحمه الله. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى التوفيق لما يحب ويرضى، ويمتعنا جميعا ببركات هذه الأيام، آمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، من أطاعهما فقد رشد واهتدى، ومن يعصهما فقد ضل وغوى. أما بعد، فيا معشر المسلمين، قال الله تبارك وتعالى مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وعلماء أمته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأحياهم عثمان رضي الله عنهم، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وسيدة نساء أهل الجنة فاطمة رضي الله عنها، وسيد شهداء حمزة رضي الله عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم، رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا وافتح لهم فتحا مبينا وافتح لهم فتحا قريبا. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Kindly straighten the roof.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي للصلاة حي للصلاة حي للفلاح حي للفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Kindly straighten the rows, stand shoulder to shoulder, and show your heels on the first line. أتم الصف المقدم ثم الذي يليه فما كان من نقص فليكن في الصف المؤخر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن أيما تدعوا فله الأسماء الحسنى ولا تجهر بصلاتك ولا تخافت بها وابتغ بين ذلك سبيلا وقل الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. Allahu Ekber. Allahu Ekber. Allahu Ekber. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تباركت يا رجل اللهم عليك الشكر. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت خلقتنا ونحن عبادك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا. نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا ونبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم نقنا من خطايانا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اغسلنا بالماء والثلج والبرد. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها وأولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها. الله ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وعلى الشياطين وعلى الخبث والخبائث. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في ديننا ودنيانا. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.